So from this story, the point that I want you to understand is that human intelligence does leave energy in inanimate objects. We are capable of doing that, whether or not we have an intention to do it. It just happens naturally. Now, we can also use that same ability that we have naturally, and we can intentionally put a program into inanimate objects. And you're probably saying to yourself, well, why would I want to do something like that? Well, one of the ways you can use this information is that if you have someone that you know that needs some help with willpower, let's say they want to quit smoking and they don't seem to have the willpower to do it, well, you can actually put a reminder in an object in their home that will give them the desire and the ability to have more willpower. Let me give you an example of this. A number of years ago, one of my friends had several brothers and sisters who had different problems. One of the brothers was an alcoholic, one of the brothers was a smoker, and the sister was about 30 pounds overweight. So because I knew the family very well and had known them for years, it was not unusual for me to be in their home. And so what I did for my friend that day was I used a technique that I'm getting ready to share with you, where I actually went to the bathroom of the first brother who had the alcoholic problem. And I intentionally put information into his toothbrush, the brush that he used every morning, the deodorant. I put all the objects together, and then I put my hands around them where my fingers did not touch, but just kind of cupped over them. And then I went to level, and I mentally visualized energy going into these objects. And at the same time of visualizing that energy, I was also saying things like, I have the willpower to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I do not have a craving for alcohol. And I just said all the positive things I could. And I also did the same thing over his bed, where he slept every night. So as his aura came into contact with these objects, and then once he actually touched them, he was actually picking up the information at another level. Then we went to the other brother's bathroom, and I did the same thing, only suggested that he desired to quit smoking. Now, I knew all along that he wanted to quit, but he didn't have the willpower. So once again, I went to level, cupped my hands over his personal items in the bathroom, and then over his portion of the bed, actually put in the information that I thought would help him have willpower to give up the smoking habit. And then we went to the sister's bedroom in vanity, and I picked up as many of the items that I knew that she would use daily, and I did the same thing again. Now, within just a few days, the signs back from these people were that things were already happening. Now, we didn't tell them what we had done, but the feedback I got from my friend was that within 3 days, she started seeing results. Within the 6 weeks period, the one brother had quit smoking. The other brother got the desire enough that he went and got help from someone. Up to that point in his life, he was unable to ever go and seek help. So we believe that by him coming in contact with the programmed objects, it gave him the willpower to want to give up and to go seek help. And then during that 6 weeks period, the sister suddenly started losing weight. She lost 20 pounds in the 6 weeks. This is a technique that you can use to help your loved ones, to help people at a distance. This is a technique that you can use to help feed fuel to the willpower of the people who are struggling with unpleasant habits.